One last short piece. I should explain that at the moment it looks as if finally, after all these years, after sort of 10 years on the shelf, it looks as if we're finally making a movie of Hitchhiker. And when I say, I try to explain to people that it's sort of based on the first book, but it's not exactly based on the first book, but you'll probably understand about what I mean if I tell you that it's the first book that specifically contradicts. So it's based on the first book, but there is one scene that I've, that's a particular favourite of mine, which I've therefore, that comes from the second book, from Restaurant at the End of the Universe, which I've therefore shamelessly shoehorned into the movie. And it goes like this. I should explain that Zaphod Beeblebrox is at this point attempting to make his escape from a bunch of battle machines that are after him. And he leaves a companion to guard the rear while he makes good his escape. Marvin stood at the end of the bridge corridor. He was not, in fact, a particularly small robot. His silver body gleamed in the dusty sunbeams and shook with the continual barrage which the building was still undergoing. He did, however, look pitifully small as the gigantic black tank rolled to a halt in front of him. The tank examined him with a probe. The probe withdrew. Marvin stood there. Out of my way, little robot! Growled the tank.
I'm afraid, said Marvin, that I've been left here to stop you.
The probe extended again for a quick recheck. It withdrew again. You stop me! Roared the tank. Go on!
No, really I have, said Marvin simply.
What are you armed with? Roared the tank in disbelief.
Yes,
said Marvin. The tank's engines rumbled, its gears ground. Molecule-sized electronic relays deep in its microbrain flipped backward and forwards in consternation. Yes, said the tank.
Yes, go on, said Marvin. You'll never guess.
Said the machine, vibrating with unaccustomed thought. Laser beams? Marvin shook his head solemnly. No, muttered the machine. Too obvious. Antimatter ray? It hazarded.
Far too obvious.
Admonished Marvin. Yes, grumbled the machine. How about an electron ram? This was new to Marvin.
What's that?
One of these, said the machine with enthusiasm. From its turret emerged a sharp prong which spat a single lethal blaze of light. Behind Marvin, a wall roared and collapsed as a heap of dust. The dust billowed briefly, then settled.
No, said Marvin. Not one of those.
Good though, isn't it?
Very good,
agreed Marvin. I know, said the Frogstar battle machine after another moment's consideration. You must have one of those new Xanthic Restructron destabilized xenon emitters.
Nice, aren't they?
That's what you've got, said the machine in considerable awe.
No.
Oh, said the machine, disappointed. Then it must be,
You're thinking along the wrong lines, said Marvin. You're failing to take into account something fairly basic in the relationship between men and robots.
I know, said the battle machine. Is it? He tailed off into thought again.
Just think, urged Marvin. They left me, an ordinary menial robot, to stop you, a gigantic heavy-duty battle machine, whilst they ran off to save themselves. what do you think they would leave me with?
Oh, muttered the machine in alarm. Something pretty damn devastating, I should expect.
Expect, said Marvin. Oh, yes, expect. I'll tell you what they gave me to protect myself with, shall I?
Yes, all right, said the battle machine, bracing itself.
Nothing.
There was a dangerous pause.
Nothing!
Roared the battle machine.
Nothing at all, in turn. Not an electronic sausage.
The machine heaved about with fury. Well, doesn't I just take the biscuit, it roared. Nothing, eh? Just don't think, do they?
And me, said Marvin in a soft, low voice, with this terrible pain in all these diodes down my left side.
Makes you spit, doesn't it?
Yes, agreed Marvin.
Hell, that makes me angry, bellowed the machine. Think I'll smash that wall down. The electron ram stabbed out another searing blaze of light and took out the wall next to the machine.
How do you think I feel, said Marvin.
Just ran off and left you, did they? The machine thundered.
Yes,
said Marvin. Think I'll shoot down their bloody ceiling as well, raged the tank. Took out the ceiling of the bridge.
That's very impressive, murmured Marvin.
You ain't seen nothing yet, promised the machine. I can take out this floor too, no trouble. It took out the floor too. Hell's bells, the machine roared, as it plummeted 15 stories and smashed itself to bits on the ground below.
What a depressingly stupid machine, said Marvin.
Thank you very much. Thank you.